This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I am going to state what seems to be a self-evident economic fact as we get going here today. We are in a recession, like right now, already. Thing is, this isn't like the recessions we usually get, where something's wrong with the financial system or another part of the economy, a problem that might take a while to fix, right? This is a pandemic, a really fast-moving pandemic that at some point is going to be over. And that led us today to wonder how bad this recession might get, how quickly it might pass, and how long it's going to take us to get back to where we were. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore starts us off.
In 1 week, jobless claims went from 282,000 to 3.3 million. 1 week. That is how fast this economic downturn is happening. But just because it is coming on quickly does not mean it will go away quickly.
The recovery is going to be staggered. A sharp V-shaped recession doesn't seem likely.
Seth Carpenter is chief U.S. economist at UBS Securities. As different parts of the country get hit and shut down at different times, the recession spreads out across time. How much time? Well, Carpenter says he thinks the lockdowns and the worst of the virus could pass by June, but the economy we knew will not be waiting on the other side.
There are millions upon millions of Americans who have already and will have lost their jobs. I suspect spending will be damped pretty dramatically for a lot of those people as they try to rebuild their lives.
The unemployment rate could fall somewhere between 10 and 30%. Even people who don't lose their jobs may not spend the same way. Ian Bremmer is president of the Eurasia Group.
People are not going to feel comfortable going to concerts, going to bars, or getting on a crowded plane.
After 9/11, it took about 2.5 years for passenger traffic to return to the pre-attack levels. 2.5 years.
Nariman Baravesh is chief economist of IHS Market. He says businesses, like people, will take on debt to get through this, which will leave them much less likely to make big investments. As some businesses go under, supply chains will lose links.
We don't think we'll regain the pre-COVID-19 levels of GDP for another 2 or 3 years.
So in 2 to 3 years, the economy will be where it was a few months ago. Forget where we would have been had this pandemic not happened. But despite that, Baravesh has one piece of advice.
This too shall pass.
One more time. This too shall pass. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.